Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Welcome to winter, Jack.
Boy, oh boy. When it comes, it comes, doesn't it?
It really does. A winter wonderland. Wow.
Absolutely. Very, very pretty. And
what are we
going to
do?
Very difficult to get through.
Yes, so be careful out there. What can we talk about today, Jack?
Today, I thought maybe we'd talk about a couple things. One, wine baskets, which are fabulous gifts. And also, as things are softening up a little bit, the eat a couple things. One, wine baskets, which are fabulous gifts. And also, as things are softening up a little bit, the ease of entertaining, if you want to have a few people in, how it's very easy to do. You know, the best way to do it is, in my opinion, is to put out a buffet. You put the food out, make sure you got lots of finger food. And the finger food can be all sorts of things. Something simple as chips and dip, mini sandwiches, chicken wings, pizza, etc. are all so easy to do. And if you want to have a central thing, you could do a hearty stew or perhaps a very hearty soup as well. Or, you know, you could avoid all that and just order in. Lots of snacks all around. And it's not the time to put out good china and all that other stuff. You want to just have some neighbors in or friends in. You want to make it easy for yourself. So it's easy to do, for example, everything with plastic and paper. You just throw it all out. You don't have an enormous cleanup job. Afterwards, it makes it a lot easier. I always tell people, if you're going to have a party, never have a keg beer. It's so sloppy, unless you don't mind cleaning up a mess. But keg beers, to me, unless you have your own tap system or one of those portable tap systems, it really is just generally a sloppy mess. So you're better off when you're having beer. And not only that, today with all these marvelous assortments of microbrews that are available, et cetera, putting out a big ice bucket full of different beers is sort of a challenge to your guests, and it also is a very hospitable thing to do, in my opinion. Another easy thing to do is a baked brie, but I have a new wrinkle on the baked brie. We used to talk about it, and we put a quarter cup of Kahlua or Tia Maria, and then a quarter cup of brown sugar, mix it up, put it on top of the brie, and bake the brie in the oven and serve it with crusty French bread. It's a great thing for a party, a nice thing for a wine tasting party, too. But we've found a new liqueur. It's called Luisa, and it not only is a coffee base, but it has pecan and caramel and coffee, and it is an incredible liqueur. So if you use that Luisa instead of Tia Maria or Kahlua, I think you're going to be much, much better off, etc. One of our favorite things is to do meatballs, whether you do Italian or Swedish meatballs. They're always absolutely delicious. Cookies, go to the bakery and get those unless you've cooked up a batch yourself. That's easy. Another one is a cheese tray. Put three or four hard cheeses and a couple of soft cheeses out, and it's a simple way to entertain, and particularly if you're having a wine tasting, you know, almost every wine goes with every cheese. Cheese kind of coats your tongue a little bit. As a matter of fact, in the wine areas of the world, they have a saying, if you're selling wine, serve cheese. If you're buying wine, eat apples. There's a good reason for that. And when you bite into an apple, you release that malolactic acid that's in an apple, and it sharpens up your taste buds. And you can discover different impurities in the wine much, much more easily if you've had a slice of apple than if you've had a hunk of bread or some cheese. While those are nice accompaniments to wine, they sort of muffle the taste of a lot of the wines and hide some of the flaws, particularly cheese, because you can get that coating, excuse me, all over your mouth. That these simple parties are really very, very easy to do. And as I said, it's that time of year where you might want to have somebody over. Having them over for a little bitty wine tasting or a small cocktail party is a simple, easy thing to do. Don't be intimidated by it. There's nothing to it. And your guests aren't going to notice that the corners aren't dusted or anything like that. They're there to enjoy your company and the company of the other people there. So don't overdo. Just make it easy for yourself. And then, you know, if you want, you can certainly have a theme, particularly with wines. You could have wines of the world or French wines, Italian wine, anything like that. Goes very, very well. Or take one varietal and have it come from everywhere. Cabernet Sauvignon or Chardonnay. And try the Chardonnay from Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Italy. And I think you get the idea. It's not very, very hard to do. Then I was also going to chat a little bit about today would be baskets of wine. I think there isn't. Wine is, in my opinion, the gift of good taste. It recognizes the fact that the giver has good taste, and so does the recipient. And the baskets of wine, I'm telling you, you can put together, say, an all-French basket or Italian or Spanish, or an all-Minnesota wine basket, Oregon, even Sicily could buy. I mean, the themes behind putting together a basket of wine are just unbelievable. There's so many of them. Or you can put together a little basket of port for the winter night, a snowy night, a little bit of Stilton cheese and a glass of port wine, and sit by the fire with some soft music on. Well, my heavens, you know Lord's in heaven, and all's right with the world when you do that, believe me. You could do a three-bottle dinner. Put three recipes for, say, a starter, main course, and a dessert, and buy three wines. Something to have with a starter, the main course, and dessert. And that is a wonderful thing, those three-bottle dinners. It's a perfect gift for four people. They sit down with an appetizer. You could do something like a Prosecco, a little sparkling celebratory thing. Let's suppose you're going to have steaks on the grill. You could have a California Zinfandel, like Standing Goat Zinfandel, which is my current favorite. Delicious wine and not very expensive. Go perfectly with meat from the grill. And then a little something for dessert. Say you're doing a flan or a custard. A little bottle of Botrytis Semillon or a Sauternes or even a Barsac would be good with that. Another thing you can do is, let's not forget the people that aren't into wine, a basket of drinks. The equipment for making a great margarita or Moscow Mule or Manhattan or martini, all of that stuff can be put in a basket and given to your favorite martini drinker, for example. Put in a bottle of very good gin and vermouth and maybe even a jar of olives or onions and wrap it up and give it to them. The beer baskets are tremendous. You can give them a Minnesota beer basket from small Minnesota breweries, or you can do a craft basket from anywhere. Another thing to do is French 75 basket. That's one of my favorite drinks. It's very powerful, so you don't want more than one. But it's a mixture of champagne and brandy and powdered sugar and a little lemon. And it is delicious. And all the recipes for all these drinks can be found at our Haskell's website. A book and then a bottle of wine to go with it is a wonderful, easy gift and could be in a basket. And then, as I said, you could do the baskets of the countries or you could do the baskets of different wines, Chardonnay, a basket of rosé. And rosé isn't bad in the wintertime either. It's a lovely aperitif, in my opinion, to have year-round. It, of course, it lends itself to summer more than winter. But, you know, if you like rosé, for heaven's sakes, drink it. It's wonderful. A basket of rosé would be great. A basket of bubbles, where you get a Prosecco from Italy and maybe a Cava from Spain and a Cremant from France and put them in there. Or, if you're feeling extravagant, how about a basket of champagne? I mean, that would be a fabulous gift. And if you have somebody that has a sweet tooth, maybe a box of three or sweet wines would be very, very easy to do. And like I say, that really, really takes is your imagination. Get a chunk of Stilton cheese and a 10-year-old tawny port. What a fabulous gift that would be. And would not break the bank. We talk about this all the time, and that's that wine away. Wine away is just a brilliant, brilliant invention for spilled wine. It takes the stains out of almost everything. I always tell the story about the time I was working on Christmas Eve, and I had to go to church, and I had a camel hair coat on. And somebody was having a glass of wine and tripped, and the whole front of my camel hair coat was all red wine. I ran quickly and got some wine away and sprayed it all over. And by the time I had gotten to the church, you would never know that there had been a stain on that camel hair jacket. Wine away is that good. It's just a tremendous thing for wine stains. It works on a lot of stains, but for wine stains, there's nothing better. And if you have a friend that likes to drink red wine, they surely have something that's been stained and could use a bottle of wine away. You know, another thing, glassware, wine books, periodicals. There's an atlas, a Hugh Johnson's wine atlas, that I think every wine lover should have. It's full of maps of every wine-producing area of the world. Even the new areas in China are in his latest edition. It's a very, very worthwhile gift, in my opinion. Hugh Johnson's wine atlas. It's just great. Gadgets are kind of fun, too. We talked a couple weeks ago about corkscrews. You know, no one ever has enough corkscrews. That makes a great gift. But I like to, when I give someone those gifts, I like to give them a bottle of wine with it. For example, if I have a favorite recipe I want to pass on to someone, it's nice to wrap it around a bottle of wine that you think goes fairly good with that recipe. Or give somebody a basket with pasta and the ingredients, marinara sauce, etc., and a bottle of wine in the basket. You've created a whole meal for them, an Italian meal, and it goes very well. And as I said, a book could be a perfect gift at any time. But I think you have an idea that when I'm talking about all this, if anybody's you have to buy for is a wine lover, the sky is the limit. There's something for everybody, no matter how big a wine collection they have or how many glasses or anything else. There's always something they need or want and can't live without that you can do with a wine basket or a wine gift. And, of course, don't forget, at Haskell's at this time of year, we have Ted's 6 for 60 picks. His current one for Christmas is just a marvelous 6 for 60. There's six bottles of wine in it. It's $60, thus the name 6 for 60. And he's picked out six really super wines. The first is a dry, extra dry Prosecco. Now, extra dry, it means it's a little sweeter than a normal Prosecco. Go figure it out why they say extra dry, but they do. But it's a little softer, so people that don't like high acidic wines will love this Prosecco because it's extra dry. And it's Baccio della Luna. And then there's he put in a Lale Rosé. Yeah, a rosé at Christmas time, it makes a wonderful aperitif, and it's delicious. And then he has Hit Chardonnay in there. Any Chardonnay lover will absolutely fall in love with that Hit Chardonnay. He's got a Cote de Rhone, which is my favorite wine. My one son made some venison chili, and we had this Cote de Rhone by Myrier with it. And I'm telling you, it was a marriage made in heaven. That venison chili just sung with that little Cote de Rhone. Then he's got in there Sirius, which is a white Bordeaux, perfect white to have with lobster or shellfish. It cries for lobster. It's a dry white Bordeaux, and it is excellent. And lo and behold, didn't he put in that Standing Goat Zinfandel, which I just said was my favorite Zinfandel currently. It's modestly priced, and it is delicious. And I hope you'll stop into Haskell's and pick up some of these wonderful gift ideas. And why not, as I said, have a little party, send people in, but make it easy on yourself. You don't want a lot of extra work. So remember, ease is the name of the game.
Absolutely, and you can find all these great ideas at any Haskell's. Jack, let's talk next week, Saturday before Christmas.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny. And, you know, Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to sell wines in these gift baskets, love to help you. And, you know, best of all, whatever you pick isn't going to cost very much. There's a Haskell's near you where you'll save big dollars on wine. Bloomington, Excelsior, there's a Haskell's in Faribault right off at 35. The Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. Downtown Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, don't forget, Haskell's does deliver, and there's a good reason Haskell's are called the wine people. In that particular area about wine, we really do know what we're doing. So come in and learn about us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jack. Let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.